grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I dare say this is probably one of the busiest weeks of the year for most of us. Shopping never seems to be done. Presents never seem to get wrapped in time. Cooking and preparation leaves one exhausted. And where are those records and videos of the Christmas music and movies we like to watch at this time of the year? Yet, as busy as you are and with so many cares, I'm thanking you for putting it all aside for a holy hour of worship in your church. Here is a reminder that everything you're doing, you are doing for others, the shopping, the wrapping, the cooking. You're doing it for the people you love. And it's a reminder of how the gospel works in our lives. The gospel is God showing love to you, and you in turn show that love to others. Now here in God's house, you receive the greatest gift of all, the forgiveness of sins, eternal life and salvation. Here you sing hymns and carols that build your faith. Here you find rest for your souls, and here you feast at a heavenly table in Holy Communion. Of course, there are those who probably wonder why we're here. They think perhaps that spiritual benefits come with strings attached. The benefits have to be earned. Some may think that you're here tonight because it's a duty that you're just grudgingly doing, but would rather not. That's typical of humanly devised religions. Those religious ideas cover you with a dark cloud of gloom and doom. So many sanctions, so many obligations, so little joy. But not us. Christmas is the divine reversal of every single human religious idea. Rules and regulations that we have to obey if we wish to be saved, they've been obeyed by another. Sanctions that you and I should suffer, well, that's been suffered by another. Jesus came into the world to do for us that which we cannot do for ourselves. Unlike all the other religions, Christianity is divinely revealed. Could any group of ancient scholars or soothsayers ever come up with a religion where God becomes a man in order to suffer on a sinner's behalf? Could any humanly devised religion offer you grace, mercy, forgiveness, and eternal life without any merit or worthiness in us? Jesus didn't come into the world to be a fearsome lawgiver, to strike terror into our hearts. He came to be our brother. From the moment his conception was announced to the Virgin Mary and later to Joseph, it was nothing but good news. Listen to several of these passages that tell you this. The angel Gabriel told Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And to Joseph, the angel said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And to the frightened shepherds, the angels said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." If Christianity were just another religion, fear would be justified. In all the pagan stories and mythology that you read about in school, their deities only came down to crack the whip. Our gospel tells us, fear not. The coming of God brings good tidings of great joy. And so often we read in the scriptures that God is acting for you, not against you, for you. So we have not put our busy holiday efforts aside for one holy hour out of any sense of fear or obligation. We are here to receive God's gifts with joy and thanksgiving. God didn't send his son to you, he sent him for you, just as the angels told the shepherds. the baby that they beheld in the manger came to do something about sin, theirs, yours, and mine. And mark well, it is he, Jesus, not you, that does something about it. God gave you a Savior, not a spiritual advisor. Everything that needs to be done to make us right before God was done by Jesus. An advisor tells you what you ought to be doing. A Savior does for you what you are incapable of doing. He doesn't help you do it. He does it all for you. God gave 10 commandments to be obeyed, and Jesus obeyed them perfectly and gives you the credit as if you did it yourself. The wages of sin is death, but Jesus even paid that. Heaven is closed to sinners, but Jesus forgives those sins and so opens heaven to us. Everything that needs to be done to give you salvation, Jesus did. That's why we celebrate his coming tonight. Now, behind every gift that you receive from a person who loves you is Jesus Christ, God's great gift of love to you. Jesus is your Emmanuel. He's not God against you. He's God with you, and he's God for you. You have a very blessed and Merry Christmas with your family as you share the love of Jesus Christ with them. Amen. We rise for the offertory.